It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello there and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. And I'd now like to introduce our guest, a new next guest to the show, Ollie Rastall from Source Supplies. Hello, Ollie. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
And so perhaps you could give us a bit about your background. What did you do before you actually set up Source Supplies?
Well, throughout my 20s, really, I tried lots of different things. I went from fitness into financial services, into recruitment. Never really found my calling in life. But I suppose woven into all of those jobs was an element of sales, which then, I suppose, took me on to kind of what I do now.
What appealed to you about sales?
I guess it's... being a people person is what people often told me, and so I think, you know, the old adage of people buy from people is really applicable to me, and I enjoy introducing myself to new people, and I think that's, you know, one of the kind of prerequisites of being in new business is having the interest in other people, I suppose.
And why did you want to start up your own business?
I just wanted to be my own boss. I mean, having worked for other people and all these other jobs throughout my 20s, being managed by people was just something that I wasn't very good at. And so the only answer really was to kind of be my own boss and find something where I could kind of do that. And starting, well, helping my friend start a business was a good way for me to do that.
And how did the idea for Source Supplies come up?
Well, Source Supplies already was in existence when my business partner Dave was running that as a part-time business, really. It was kind of a one-man band with a part-time driver, and it was a kind of a lifestyle business, really, alongside another profession he had. And I was having a conversation in a building with a facilities manager who was bemoaning his lack of supplies, and I overheard him and just said, well, you know, I know a friend who does that, and I put him in touch, and they decided to use Dave, and then the seed was planted, and Dave said, do you fancy doing that again and again and again? And so I handed my notice in December 2009, and then spent the whole of pretty much 2010 trying to bring in enough business for me to have a wage from the company, and the rest is history.
Yes, you started up in your bedroom, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So Dave had a lockup, a small kind of shipping container in rural Hampshire, and I was living in East London, Canary Wharf at the time. And so I was renting a bedroom off a friend, and all I had was my computer and this kind of a box room and Google. So I just threw a net over a radius around Dave's lockup where he had his supplies, and then just cold called and just got through to as many people as I could.
Wow, so you're obviously very successful at cold calling then.
Well, I think it's amazing what you can do when you really don't have a choice. You know, when you really have to open those leads and convert that business, you're a lot more determined and a lot more tenacious than, you know, you are when it's not your own business and you don't have any customers and you need to pay yourself.
Yes.
So, I think I got good at it by sheer kind of determination and kind of a need to succeed.
Yeah, sheer persistence paid
absolutely
off.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, because you've gone from a startup, and now it's a 3 million turnover, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got two businesses now. We've got Source Supplies, and then we also bought another business in Dorset last year called AJ Supplies. So together they make up a turnover around 3 million quid, which is great, and we employ about 25 people now across the two businesses. And, you know, without those people, you know, this business wouldn't be doing what it is. It's really all about the team now.
Yes, and it started off delivering toilet rolls, didn't it? But you now deliver a lot more don't you?
Yeah, we still deliver a lot of toilet rolls, you know, hand towels, all the glamorous bits and pieces that people just sometimes take for granted in terms of buying. But yeah, we've branched out to lots of different things that can be found in an office, from washroom services through to water coolers, through to coffee machines, interior plants, etc. So we've turned ourselves into a little bit of a kind of more broad facilities company, not just the kind of cleaning supplies.
And you also supply a lot of different sectors, don't you? Everything from care homes to offices.
Yeah, I'd say that our two main sectors are education sector. So we supply lots of independent and state schools within the southeast. We've got about 80 schools at the moment, maybe more now. And then the other kind of main half of our business is supplying the commercial cleaners that have, you know, 10, 20, 100, 200 buildings that they clean. Mm-hmm. We do all the legwork and deliver all the supplies to those sites.
But you also offer an emergency order service, don't you?
Yeah, you'll have to keep that on quiet, otherwise I'll have people. But yeah, we've got quite a lot of customers who need things very quickly, and so we have the ability to actually get things to site a lot quicker than other suppliers can. We've got a core range of products which we can apply that to, and we just like jumping through hoops for our customers. So, you know, it's always a pleasure to kind of get them out of the sticky situation.
And you also find bespoke products. So what's the most unusual product you've had to find for somebody?
Black toilet rolls. We had a boutique hotel in Soho, which we still supply actually, Sanctum, and they wanted to have a very black theme throughout the whole hotel, and that even extended to the colour of the toilet paper. And so we had to go to a company in Portugal and source some black toilet rolls, which ended up being £1 per roll. It didn't last too long, but yeah, that's probably the most obscure.
Yes, yes. And so what advice would you have to anyone out there starting up a new business? Because, I mean, you've been incredibly successful. So what do you attribute that success to?
I think, first of all, it's knowing your own limitations, your own skills, because I wouldn't be able to do this without Dave. And, you know, hopefully he would say the same. I think, you know, having complementary skill sets in my business partner enables us to cover all businesses, all elements of the business. You know, if it was just me, it would fail, hence why my other businesses that I tried to start did. And similarly, without kind of what I bring to the table, Dave perhaps wouldn't have grown the business to where it is now. Mm-hmm. So that's something I recommend, you know, when I do any business mentoring, is really working out whether you're well equipped to start a business with all the skills you have. And finding a good business partner is often a really, really good idea. So yeah, that would be my number one tip.
So you say you're a business mentor?
Yeah, I do quite a lot of business mentoring for kind of aspiring entrepreneurs through a couple of different organisations in Surrey and Hampshire. It's always exciting to see them actually go and get all their ideas into fruition and build a business. That's something I love doing, and it's always inspiring to see people where I was, but also sometimes the truth hurts, and it feels better sometimes to save someone from the disappointment and heartache of actually going into trying a business and failing and saying, listen, I don't think this is going to work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it works both ways, and yeah, it's something I love doing.
Of course. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Perhaps you'd like to give us your website details so people can get more information.
Absolutely. It was sourcesupplies.co.uk.
Okay, so that was Ollie Rastall from Source Supplies.
Surrey Business Affairs. For and about local businesses in Surrey. Brooklyn's Radio.